As I look at how to create economic growth and opportunity in our country, the answer is empowering women to achieve their full economic potential. Because the fact is, women are earning a majority of all college degrees and advanced degrees in our country. Women are the primary income earner in a growing share of homes across America. In 1960, only 11% of families in America with kids under 18 relied on moms as sole or primary source of family income. Today, that's 40%. 40% of families with children under 18 rely on women to pay the bills, balance the family finances, and make the tough choices at the kitchen table to provide for their kids. The key to growing our economy and the key to an American middle class that is built to thrive in the 21st century is women. Without a doubt, if given a fair shot, women will be the ones who ignite our economy and lead America's middle class revival. We have to fulfill the broken promise of the Equal Pay Act and pay women fairly for their work. With more dual-income households than ever before and more sole women breadwinners than ever before, when women workers get shortchanged, the entire family in the American economy gets held back. When women earn equal pay, America's GDP could grow by as much as 4% right away. Right now, women are earning more than half of all college degrees and advanced degrees in America and already make up about half of the workforce. So the truth is this. If we are ever going to out-educate, out-innovate, and out-build the global competition, American women are going to lead the way. But this isn't just about breaking the glass ceiling. We also have to address the chronic sticky floor. It's time to raise the federal minimum wage. Did you know that women make up 62% of minimum wage workers? It's simply unacceptable that in New York or anywhere in America, a single parent working 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year to support a family earns just $290 a week. That's $15,000 a year, and if you have two kids, that is $3,000 below the poverty line. Under a bill led by a great champion for the middle class, Senator Tom Harkin, we would give workers a raise to $10.10 an hour, bringing their income up to $21,000 a year, so they can take a step out of poverty and move one step closer to the middle class. Raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour would help nearly 28 million Americans, including 15 million women. With that added activity in the economy, we would create up to 85,000 new jobs. I am pleased that the Senate will vote on both these proposals this month. Only when every American woman gets a fair shot they deserve to achieve their full potential can America achieve hers.